Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Art of Relationship Show. It's another episode every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So as people are joining in, Dr. D, hey, what's happening? I appreciate everybody tuning in. Every show I do have to do a disclosure, right? This does not replace the actual professional counseling I do in my office because of, let's face it, confidentiality, HIPAA laws, all that stuff, consent forms have to be done. But I try to do the best I can to help as many people out there. That's what I want. Natalie, what's up, brother? Or sister, I should say. Sorry, man. So it does not replace actual professional counseling for the reasons I mentioned. So I want to do my best to help as many people out there have a healthy, successful relationship, dating life, and marriage, and even maybe intimacy, right? So get your questions ready. Every episode I do a live Q&A, and I usually start with a topic to kick things off a little bit. But tonight, I have to pull one out of my booty. Hey, Erica, what's going on? I appreciate you tuning in. So this is where you can join in the live chat, share the post, share the live show on your timeline, on your pages, so I can help as many people out there as possible. So get ready, throw your questions out there, and it can be relating to dating, relationships, marriage. Maybe you're getting ready to get engaged or get married, or intimacy, right? Talk about sex, those type of things. So throw out your questions, anything I can people out there, improve their life and improve those elements that I can do. Okay, how many people are looking out there? And I talk about, you know, self-love and the difference between self-love and self-respect and being selfish, okay? How many people in a relationship, maybe they're used to being a doormat, a people pleaser, okay? And a lot of people will look at, you know, what is happening, what is going on in their relationship. And they're afraid. I'm old school. So a lot of people will look at, you know, with old school aspects, they'll be kicking it up and they'll be looking at, you know what, I'm not supposed to think of myself. I'm not even supposed to look at what do I want, because what happens when I'm selfish, right? I was raised this way. Don't think of yourself. Don't, you know, it's selfish, it's arrogant. And some people, it's all about everybody else. And you find yourself in a situation where you end up being disrespected. You may be used. You might be taken for granted, those type of situations. And when you find them in your marriage or relationship, it causes a problem. Now, there we go. There we go. I just wanted to adjust the light, make it a little better, a little clearer. Not that everybody wants to see my mug or anything, right? So please, again, share on your page, your timeline. I want to try to help as many people out there as possible have the successful relationship, what that means to you. So talking about self-love and self-respect, that you can be able to differentiate and look at, you can still be giving. You can still be happy, okay? You can, hey, Nate, what's up? So you can still be loving, caring, giving, and still have self-love and self-respect, right? So a lot of people will look at, I can't do both, and I'm confused. And I try to clarify this with people on a daily basis in my office. And being able to look at, you know what, if you feel disrespected, you know what? I want you to be able to say it. And some people, oh, you know what? You're not disrespected, da da da, and it flips the script, right? No. What other ways do you feel like you're not being selfish in a relationship? And this is one thing I tell people, that you can speak your mind respectfully, right? That you still have a right to be happy. You have a right to have your needs met, being loved, feeling respected, feeling desired, if that's important to you, and to feel that you're important, a priority. And a lot of issues come up when they collide, right? When you talk about self-love and self-respect, what do you do if you love somebody and say they might love you too? However, they're not maybe living the life that you want, or they're not able to show you the love that you're really, really looking for. Like I said on past episodes, right, about deal breakers, right? I never want anyone to be able to, you know, sell out their deal breakers. What is most important to you? And I use this reference every episode. You know, one wants a kid, the other one doesn't. You're in trouble, right? And there's that pull that, you know, I love that person. I don't want to be without them, but I really want a kid and they don't. It's going to be very difficult. And you have some people, right? They want me, when they come to my office, to talk the other one into having a kid, or the other one wants me to talk the other one not to want a kid. And I don't get into that situation because that's bias. That's judgmental. So when you look at that situation with self-love and self-respect versus being selfish, and some people will manipulate you, will guilt trip you, will even call you, oh, you're being selfish. You're trying to manipulate me. Well, why is it manipulation when I say, you know what, it's important to me to be loved this way. It's important to be loved. That doesn't mean you have to love me this way. And that's not being manipulation. That's not being selfish. Again, join the chat down below, people. Throw out your questions. I'd love to hear your questions on dating, on relationships, on intimacy, marriage. How many people out there with the summer approaching, right, are planning on getting married, are planning on getting engaged or moving in together? Hey, Amanda, I appreciate you tuning in. So this is where a lot of people will look at, and it's very, very difficult when you love somebody and, you know, when maybe you don't want to be alone. And what happens is that you start feeling guilty. You start feeling like, am I really selfish? You know what? Is it really that important to me to have this or that, whatever? You're not going to get everything. No, not in a relationship or marriage. That's unrealistic. But again, you want those things that are the essence, that are the deal breakers. You need those in place or you're going to be unhappy or miserable somewhere in that aspect. So when you look at people trying to manipulate you, trying to be able to say, oh, you're selfish, you want this, you want that, right? Oh, how come you don't compromise? Well, you compromise on a lot of things. But when I said about the difference of self-love and self-respect, you're able to compromise. You're able to give and still love and be giving and be compassionate and be, you know, have empathy for your partner. Absolutely. That's what I want. Woohoo. Right. But when it comes down to, are they doing the same in return for you? And remember, we're raised, maybe old school, that you need to be okay with not getting your needs met, that what you feel doesn't matter because as a kid, it didn't matter what you felt, right? You were just supposed to do as you're told. Well, now the younger generation, it's all about them, and that's not good either. That's a whole nother facet about younger generations, right? But when it comes down to these situations about, hey, it is important to me to feel loved, and it's not selfish. Selfish is, right, getting your way all the time, or want your way, expecting getting your way all the time. Selfish is when it's all about you and you don't care how you impact your partner. That's being selfish, right? And what else would be being selfish, right? Decision-making, right? That's part of, like I said, getting your way all the time. Hey, Cody, Coleman, what's happening? Sheldon, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, throw your questions out all the time, okay? So that is where I want people to be able to go. So look at, you know, those elements, and it is a give and take, right? Okay, Todd, don't we all want things to go our way, though? It's not being selfish, it's being hopeful. Todd, I agree with that, and that's a great facet, okay? And I talk about this in my office, right? I'm with couples, and I say, all three of us in this room, right? the couple and me, all three of us want our way all the time. Absolutely. Okay. So that is, I think, human nature, maybe for most people. I agree. We all want our way. But what happens is when we don't get our way, right? We're not going to get our way all the time. And can we be okay with that? But going back to the deal breaker, like I said, if we're not being loved in the way that we want, or it's very important to us to have a kid or whatever, right? That's not being selfish. That's part of love, self-love and self-respect. Todd, yes, I am a marriage counselor. Thanks for asking. I'm a fully licensed professional counselor here in Detroit. And looking at the situation, yeah, I specialize in relationships, sex, couples, marriage, sex therapy, counseling, if you will. And I have a lot of grief and trauma experience as well. So I have I used to also work with severe trauma, kids, teens, that type of situation. And user, oh, I appreciate it. A user answered, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate you very much. Yes, he is a marriage counselor and he's pretty good at his job. I'm flattered. I'm very humbled. I got chills. I appreciate it. Literally do. I'm very humbled and I want to help as many people out there. I'm real. I'm down to earth. I can be blunt. Okay. So, Todd, I appreciate you. Thanks so much. any questions, throw your questions out there. Anything I can do to help you out, and I'll try to do the best I can. Okay. So going back to, and Todd mentioned, you know, earlier, and I agree, we all want our way. Who doesn't, right? So it's when we don't get our way, do we throw temper tantrums? Do we kick and scream? Or is it that, hey, you know what? I got my way this time, but a lot of people don't look at that. They don't look at, well, you know what? I did get to pick this time, right? I got to pick this decision. Maybe what we had to eat, what movie, what event we're going to go to, or what we're going to do for fun, that type of thing, right? But it comes down to, are we also allowing our partner to pick? Are we also allowing our partner to choose and decide as well? So there is a compromise. So if you look at a situation where, you know, we get our way all the time, and your partner, say, they don't get their way at all. So if you're getting your way all the time, chances are your partner's not getting their way hardly at all. Unless, let's face it, you both agree. Awesome, right? That's easy. It's easy when you both agree in those situations. So let me go. Okay, so those are, that's easy. Everybody, when both people agree, awesome. No big deal. Todd, do you have any pamphlets or flyers that you can mail people about what you do and how to get your, you can, I do go to my website. It's in the profile as well. Theartofrelationships.org. You can check it out, Facebook or at Love Guru Greg, YouTube, of course, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all over the place. Okay. So you might be able to check those situations out and check out my website. And, you know, I'd be happy to email you. My email's on my website. So I'd be happy to, you know, email you anything I can do to, you know, maybe help you out and give you more information about me. Okay. So I've been doing this, over 21 and a half years now, specializing, like I said, with couples, relationships. And I do work with a lot of, let's face it, a lot of couples where there's healing after an affair. One cheated, both cheated, that type of situation. Divorce papers are filed. A lot of couples that aren't married, same thing. One cheated, one did a betrayal, moving out, getting kicked out, separated, that type of situation. So I'm always very flattered, always very, humbled that people allow me to come in their life. I've been doing this a long time and I never take that for granted. It's not easy for people to seek help when they're at their lowest in their heart and soul, have just been maybe devastated or ripped out. So I'm very, very humbled for people to reach out and seek my assistance. So when you come back to, you know, looking at self-love, when you're looking at self-respect, and I have, you know, a post on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok had an issue, technical issue earlier today, and talking about the difference and how many people, you know, they'll look at, it's all about me. Oh, I have self-love and self-respect. Great, terrific. But they're actually arrogant. They're actually selfish. So because you have self-love and self-respect and confidence, I'm all about that. I try to help people build that, actually, right? So not only that, but I also want people to be compassionate towards other people, to be have empathy, to be able to look at, you know what, I can own my flaws and my faults. And a lot of people, oh, I'm confident, but true confidence, mentioned this on numerous episodes, is about being able to own your flaws, able to own your faults, to be able to look at, you know what, I'm not going to get my way all the time, but that's okay. That's part of a relationship, right? That's part of a marriage. And I'm honest about that, okay? So there's a huge difference and a misconception out there about, I have some people that lack self-love and self-respect, okay? They might get used, taken for granted, getting treated like crap, like shit, let's face it, okay? And I have other people that think, you know, they have all kind of self-love and self-respect, but they're selfish, they're arrogant. They might have narcissistic tendencies, not full-blown narcissists. That word gets overused, just like trauma, right? Not everything is trauma, people. Because you didn't get your way doesn't mean you were traumatized. So you, and a lot of people will play that Trump card, right? About, you know, I didn't get my way, I was traumatized. I couldn't have, you know what, wasn't in the mood to have sex tonight, I'm traumatized. That's not trauma, people. So you have to look at the actual criteria, what's going on with trauma. So having self-love and self-respect, that doesn't mean you're going to get your way all the time. No. But you're able to command self-respect. That means you're not going to allow someone to treat you like crap, right? Disrespect you, use you, manipulate you. And it's very difficult because not only in a relationship or marriage, how many people endure this with their own family, with their friends, right? How many people are looking at that their family always asks them for help and you never say no? But when you ask them, they never say yes. They're never there. They don't help. You get me? So that's where you look at then, why do you keep helping them? And I'm all about helping people. I do it for a living, right? But it comes to a point where, is it mutual? Is it reciprocated? And that's all part of self-love and self-respect that you can look at and say, hey, you know what? I've helped you. I have all this, but I can't now. And, oh, I get it. I appreciate all the time you help me. No big deal. But how many people will look at the situation and they're going to yell, they're going to scream, they're going to call you names because you said no one time. And then you go and help them again, help them again. That's not promoting self-love and self-respect. That's not being selfish. That is holding on to yourself and commanding self-love and self-respect. That you're allowing people to use you, manipulate you, that's not healthy, okay? And that doesn't mean that you're selfish. And people, like I said, how many people out there have experienced this with their own family, with friends, within their circle, and it's all about them, but no one ever cares about you, right? You're checking in on everyone. Maybe they had an operation. They're in the hospital. They're sick and you're checking on them. But when you're sick, or knock on wood, I don't want you to be, you know, in the hospital having surgery or anything else, they don't check on you. They're not reaching out to see how you're doing. You get me? So then you have to look at and step back and look at, what am I doing? And are these people, do they really love me? Do they care about me? Or they just want me to care about them and give them what they want and want me to be there for them, but it's not mutual. So that's where, and I get it, you know, family can be the worst. Some friends, right? So you need to look at that. Are you promoting self-love and self-respect? And I'm not talking about, you know, family members that, you know, are sick. Maybe they're, you know, terminal with cancer. They're in hospice. They're, you know, wheelchair bound, and they're not going to be able to help you out that much. You get me? Those are exceptions. I get those. Okay. But I'm talking about those people that are able to help. They're able, right, to help you, but they don't. Or even a phone call, right? A text message. How are you? How are you doing? And people, you know, can do that. That doesn't take much, right? Even if they're in a wheelchair, homebound, right? Can they still call and check up on you as well? So you have to look at, are people actually caring and showing me that they have my back, that they're there for me like I'm doing for them, okay? And I know it's difficult, right? And there might be some people, because of family, they live in a different state or they live 5 hours away, and you can't always be there all the time. So it's, you know, that could be difficult. So I'm a realist when it comes to this stuff, but look at that, assess that, and look at, you know, it's with setting boundaries, right? Everybody's heard about boundaries. So self-love and self-respect is also about helping others, absolutely being there for others, but also, you know, allowing people to help you and to not use you and to not, you know, not take you for granted and to be able to show you that they do care for you and that they're also concerned for you and want what's best for you. So join in, throw the questions out there, people. And as earlier, I mentioned, go to my website. It's in the profile up above, theartofrelationships.org. So check that out. Ooh, allergies are kicking up, so I got an itchy nose a little bit. I don't know if that means I'm healthy or not. Or is it a cold nose? That's like a dog, right? How many people out there, what issues are you going through? So you can throw your questions out below. Unless you give me permission, I won't read your name or anything. I want to respect privacy, okay? So please let me know, you know, what your questions are, maybe what challenges you have going on in your relationship, okay? Hit me up, let me know what's happening, and I want to do the best I can to help you out. So, let me know. Okay, so another caveat about self-love and self-respect, right, is, you know, some people might be afraid to say no to their partner when it comes to sex with intimacy, right? And, oh, I don't want them to feel bad. I don't want them to feel, you have a right to say no. Absolutely. I'm not in the mood. I'm whatever, right? And not to be guilt tripped, not to be coerced or manipulated into doing something that is against what you want. And I'm not talking about, you know, taking the trash out. I'm talking about, you know, something that's against the essence, that's going to make you feel crappy about you, that's going to make you feel rotten about you, like having intimacy or sex when you really don't want to, right? Or maybe helping somebody out of guilt, whatever, and you know they treat you like crap, okay? And you're like, you got that guilt going on. Why did I help them out? They always treat me like crap. That type of situation, right? And it's even more difficult in the workplace, right? When you talk about self-love and self-respect in the workplace, you know, how many times are you helping a coworker out, right? helping them out if they get behind or falling down on a job, whatever. You're always there to help them out. But when you need a hand, they're never there. But you keep helping them out. Does that promote self-love and self-respect? No. And again, it's all about helping other people, but are they there for you? How many people, right, you might need a ride to work? And they're saying no. Oh, no, no, and I can't, whatever, whatever. But you're always giving them a ride when they need it. So it's that type of situation where you look at, you know, promoting and setting parameters about what self-love and self-respect are. So that's what I look at, okay? How many people are looking at, when it comes to self-love and self-respect, do you look at what is important to you? What matters to you when it comes to love, when it comes to your expectation of what being loved, what being desired, what those things look like to you? And again, it's not about being selfish, people. It's about promoting, you know, that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved too. And again, it's a give and take. How many people, right? Your partner gives you a massage whenever you want, rubs your feet, right? But you never return the favor. I don't like it. I don't do it. Then why are they doing it to you all the time, right? And a lot of people look in the mirror right now. Oh, crap. You know what? I'm not going to follow Greg anymore because he just called me out on my crap. No. So it's being able to look at that, right? Or how many people that I run into couples with double standards, right? One could be on the couch or whatever, or be up, hey, hon, can you give me a glass of water or whatever, right? And they're like, no, why? You're able. You got two legs. Why don't you do it yourself? And you're like, what? What? But are you looking at, do you give them, do you ask them if they want a glass of water, a drink, whatever, right? Are you asking them, are you being helpful to them? Or is it all about them? You're always checking in on them. You're always, hey, can I get you something to drink? Can I, hey, why don't I give you a piece of fruit, dessert, whatever? Are you in the mood? But they're never asking you. You're sitting next to each other. They go get up, maybe get a piece of cake, pie, whatever. And they sit back down and you're like, you didn't even ask me, right? So, and you say, oh, gee, thanks. Where's mine? Well, you got two legs you can get. Now that's a little selfish of your partner, right? So I look at those situations. Why are they not able to do that? Angel, hey, what's up from Texas? Peace. I appreciate you tuning in. So those are the elements when it comes down to, you know, self-love and self-respect about understanding, you know, your boundaries, your rules. It's about allowing, you know, yourself and giving yourself permission to say, no, I don't like that. To be able to say, hey, I felt like you take me for granted. I feel like used. I feel like I'm not cared about. Hey, Ty, what's happening? So those are situations where you need to be able to understand and look at, you know what, am I promoting self-love and self-respect? Also, you know what, am I still being giving and caring in those type of situations, right? How many people have kids, right? Are you always doing something for the kids? You know, maybe giving them money to go to the show, meet up with friends, letting them take the car, not putting gas in the car, whatever. But then you ask your kid, hey, could you cut the grass? Oh, no, I'm busy. Can you wash dishes? That type of stuff. They're never helping you out. They're never there to reciprocate. First off, right, you want to teach your kids work ethic, discipline, responsibility, accountability, right? But you're always kissing their booties. You're kissing their butt. You're giving them whatever they want. They don't have chores. They're not helping out. You do everything. And you're even cleaning their room for them and their teenagers. Yeah, I'm calling those people out, right? And then you ask them to help out. Oh, no, and they never help, and they kick and scream, and they pout, and they whine, right? And then you keep giving them a ride to their friends, letting them use the car. I'm like, what are you doing, people? You're enabling and you are teaching them to be selfish, teaching them they get whatever they want and they don't have to do anything. They're not accountable for anything and they still get their way. That is not healthy parenting by any means. And that's also part of self-love and self-respect in being a parent, right? And why are you always helping your kid out when maybe it's not reciprocated? And I'm all about my daughter's older, right? She's an adult, but you all about helping them, but are they helping you out too? Is it reciprocated? Are you teaching your kid that they don't have to help a friend out? They don't have to help you out. And they live in the house. They dirty dishes. They make garbage, trash. Their clothes are dirty and need to be washed. So this is all part of trying to teach and promote cooperation, trying to teach helping others, taking responsibility, but also commanding respect that you're not allowing anyone to be able to use you, take advantage of you, okay? It sounds easy, right? And I've, you know, there's stuff that, you know, years ago, parents helped me out. I can't thank them enough, right? And I'm appreciative. I'm that type of situation. So that's where you have to look at those elements where, you know, sometimes we can't help somebody else out as much as they helped us because of maybe circumstances, life, that type of situation. But are you appreciative? Are you thankful? Right? Or we'll flip that script. Maybe they're not able to help you out as much as they helped you out because, like I said, maybe fiscal, you know, complications. They can't, that type of situation. Not that they don't want to, but they can't. But are you appreciative to them? Right? Are you thanking them if you can't help them out like they help you? It's about being appreciative. It's about showing thanks. It's about showing gratitude to them. And also, that's also part of, you know, implementing self-love and self-respect. How many people are grateful for you or do they expect it? Do your friends that you help them out? Your family member, do they expect it? And you never hear a thank you. Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you helping me out. Nothing. Like their hands are out and they just expect it. You're supposed to help me out because you're my brother, my sister, my whatever, cousin, right? And there's no thank you. There's no gratitude in your kids. You take them, drop them off at the mall, even if malls are around anymore, right? To drop them off to meet a friend of theirs, drop them off to the house, a school dance, whatever. And your kids never say thank you. Hey, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate the ride. No, they expect it, right? So these are things, along with what I said earlier about promoting self-love and self-respect. You don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be disrespectful to people, but you can, hey, you know what? A little thank you would be great. You know, a little, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. Instead of people taking you for granted all the time, right? You can say, oh, no problem. Or, you know what? I appreciate the thanks or you're welcome. So that's part of, you know, manners and instituting and implementing those aspects when it comes down to manners, when it comes down to common courtesy. And that's all part of self-love and self-respect, right? Holding the door open for somebody and, right? Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Or you hold the door for somebody. They don't say thank you. They don't say I appreciate it. Nothing. Would I say, oh, you're welcome? I honestly do that, right? Oh, you're welcome. And they look at me like I'm being rude. I'm not being rude. You're being rude because, right? It's just a simple thank you. I appreciate it. You get me? That can go a long way And that's part of, you know what, that you want to be respected too. Again, that doesn't mean you get your butt kissed all the time or you get your way all the time. No, it's about being able to promote that, hey, you know what, I want to be respected. I want to be treated kindly. I want to be treated with care, consideration, right? Those things are about being able to express, hey, you know what? I felt like it was rude. I felt like I felt hurt because you didn't even ask me. That type of situation. So look at, are you promoting self-love and self-respect? And also ask your partner, do they feel like they are promoting self-love and self-respect? I have people that they sit there and they will, you know, they'll maybe speak up to their partner. You let your family treat you like crap. You let your family use you, take advantage of you. You let your family, you still help them out and they disrespect you. Why? But then they're also disrespecting their partner. They're calling out their family for doing it, but then they're doing the same thing. No. Excuse me. So those are the situations to be able to think about. I don't want to be selfish, but what is self-love and self-respect? And we all know there's so many people that are entitled out there that expect their way all the time. And if they don't, right, they're going to break up or you traumatize me and I'm done with this relationship because you didn't get to go on the trip you wanted, or you didn't get the expensive pair of shoes. You didn't get your way and you think you're disrespected. That's not being disrespected. That just means you're not getting your way. So that is sort of being selfish, right? And some people will go from relationship to relationship because just to get what they want, never to be disappointed, never to be held accountable, right? And never taking their partner or person into consideration. That's not healthy, and that's not a good person, plain and simple. So before I say goodnight, people, ask yourself, am I promoting self-love and self-respect? Am I also promoting self-love and self-respect in my partner, in my kids? That type of situation. Sound easy? No, not at all. So my website, again, go to the profile above. You can check it out. It is theartofrelationships.org is my website. But again, that should be in the profile. I'm very flattered. Please, you know, I'd appreciate you following me, liking my stuff at Love Guru Greg on all over social media, YouTube. You can check out every episode. That's probably the easiest to find all my episodes. There's got to be 500-600 episodes at least now over the years on YouTube. So check them out at Love Guru Greg. A bunch of different episodes, more specific topics as well. Everybody have a nice night. Peace and love to everybody out there. I hope everybody stays safe, okay? Take care.